This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A four-day pause between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas began on Friday. Hamas released the first group of hostages, and Israel allowed tanker trucks loaded with fuel and cooking gas into Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After almost 7 weeks of war, a four-day ceasefire has taken hold between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. For Israelis, it means the return of 50 women and children out of a total of some 240 hostages. The first group of 13 were released Friday afternoon. They were taken to the Rafah border crossing and from there to Israel by helicopter. Israel also dropped leaflets warning residents of northern Gaza who had fled the fighting not to return to their homes, as fighting is expected to resume once the ceasefire expires. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ireland's prime minister on Friday condemned an anti-immigrant protesters who rampaged through central Dublin after three young children were stabbed, saying the rioters simply wanted to cause chaos, not protect the country's way of life. Police arrested 34 people overnight after up to 500 people looted shops, set fire to vehicles, and threw rocks at crowd control officers equipped with helmets and shields. The violence began after rumors circulated that a foreign national was responsible for the attack outside a Dublin school on Thursday afternoon. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said Ireland's capital had endured two attacks, one on innocent children and the other on, quote, our society and the rule of law. Rescue teams trying to reach 41 construction workers trapped in a collapsed tunnel in northern India for nearly 2 weeks have stopped drilling again. Their boring machine hit a new metal obstruction and rock debris, further delaying efforts. A disaster management officer says the rescuers could take several hours to cut the metal object and resume the final phase of digging at the accident site and the Uttarakhand state. For additional stories,